right, I'm going to start this off with a question, because I like to do that. Were you ever told as a kid, there is no excuse for your behavior, there's no excuse for this? That's what we're talking about today. It's No Excuses, National No Excuses Day. And who's standing in front of me to make sure that I toe the line? Brianna Koval, Wilkin County Emergency Services. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah.
I don't know if I should answer that question.
What?
Is there any excuse for my behavior? Depends on the day.
Did folks, teachers, did anybody tell you that when you were growing up? It's like, there's no excuse for this.
I went to Catholic school in the early 90s.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
well,
that was
I did
a
too.
Statement that was uttered on the regular to us. There's no excuse for your behavior.
Right,
sorry, thanks.
Right. And yeah. I was there. I was in the Catholic school thing in the 60s and 70s.
Which would have been.
So there was
yes,
a lot of no
exactly.
excuse for that.
Exactly.
And my behavior, yeah, there probably was no excuse for it.
Absolutely.
What's going on, eh? Good to see you,
yes.
as always.
Yes, absolutely. It's a nice day. It's going to be a nice weekend.
It's going weather, on like the warmest yeah. September on record.
I know. I could do without 85.
Yeah. I'm over
it. Exactly. 73 would be nice.
Mm-hmm.
I would really love a 65 right now.
Yeah.
But we're getting there. Probably another week or so of these high temperatures, and then maybe we'll get down into the 60s. But we also have to keep in mind that it's in the 40s at night.
Yeah.
So when the forecast says it's going to be 85, it'll be 85 for like 15 minutes,
but I've noticed yep. that because the windows are still open and it cools down nicely at
exactly
night.
So everything yeah. still cools down at night, but mm-hmm. I think most of those people out in the fields wish it was a little bit cooler so they could get on with things this year.
Absolutely.
But we're just going to move on from that, and we'll talk about the fact that it is the end of September, which means preparedness month is
over,
wrapping up.
But we move into another month, though,
yes,
in October.
Yes, it's fire prevention month in October.
Okay.
But going back to preparedness month, so we've been talking about all the ways you can get prepared and all the things you should be doing. Now it is the end of the month. And you haven't done anything, you have no excuse.
There's no excuse
There's
for
no
that
excuse.
Kind of procrastination.
Yes,
right
absolutely.
There with you.
So I'll go on a tangent for a little bit.
Go ahead.
Because we...
The
we
floor is yours.
Thank you. We tend to mark time with events, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right now, our most current one is, well, that was before COVID. Okay. Well, then it was, well, that was before 9/11. And then it was, well, that was before the 97 flood. How do you know that we're not going to have a new event today, tomorrow, next week that's going to be that next mark in time that's going to change us forever?
You don't know.
Exactly. You don't know. So that's why we need to do these preparedness activities and have these conversations in advance so that you don't mark that time with, well, we didn't do that before XYZ thing.
Yeah.
Well, let's do that now. Let's build our kit. Let's have the conversation. Let's make the plan. Let's practice that plan. And let's be ready. That's what we've been talking about all month long, is let's just be ready. I'm sure there's a number of people in Florida and Georgia and North Carolina now that are wishing
wow.
they would have been ready.
Wow.
Exactly.
I'm watching video clips of that this morning. And
yes.
And thinking about our conversations, you know, we talk about preparedness, we talk about things, and this isn't, you know, hurricane territory up here, but we still have the storms, we still have the weather, we still have circumstances.
Well, and you have to remember, we can have, you know, large-scale industrial fires, we can have wildfires, there can be chemical releases. I mean, there's a myriad of things that can happen anywhere to anyone.
Right.
So it's being ready for that. It's recognizing the risks that your community has or that you're susceptible to based on your own personal situation, and then preparing for those in advance. So make the kit, have the plan, have the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's just do that. Let's end the month with that. Be ready, because today is No Excuses Day.
No Excuses
so
Day.
There's no excuse not to be ready. It's actually quite easy to have the conversation. We have it once a week, every week. So why not have that conversation at home with your family, at home with your kids, to figure out what you're going to do to make sure that everybody's on the same page when there is an emergency.
And that's what it is. It comes down to simple communication.
It is.
You know,
it's that simple. It's knowing what you're going to do, how you're going to communicate, how you're going to receive those warnings, and having some supplies on hand in case you either have to shelter in your home or if you have to grab those supplies and evacuate.
Right.
It's actually pretty easy.
It is easy.
Yep. So if you need more resources on how to start that conversation or what supplies you need, go to ready.gov. That's the preparedness site that FEMA created, and it's going to have all of that information on there. It's very easy to read, easy to understand, bite-sized pieces that'll walk you right through everything so that you no longer can have an excuse on not knowing what you should be doing.
So I'm creeping on you on Facebook. You're a football mom.
I am.
Okay, and awfully proud of your son who's doing, who seems to be doing pretty well with the football program here.
Oh, he loves football. Football is life in our house.
Yeah, well, of course.
Yep, last week he got his first sack, so he was really excited about that. He had a couple good tackles last night again, and it was just, it was a really good game. It was a hard-fought game last night against the red team, and they won in overtime, and it was pretty great.
Look at you, the proud mom. I love seeing this.
Yes, it was great. Well, and it was the late game, so it wasn't hot either. Yeah. So that was also nice for everybody that was watching.
Well, and I think it's good that you take and show such an interest in his football career, because you are a Viking fan, and you know what's going to happen come January.
What's that?
They're going to break your heart.
Oh, I thought you were going to say they're going to make it to the Super Bowl. And I was like, Bill, calm down.
I'm not. Down. Are you kidding? I would never step out on that branch. No.
No, they don't break my heart. We call that building. We call that a building.
Okay,
here.
Well, when you're my age, they've been building since 1969.
Yes.
And I love them, and I'm always going to bleed purple. I will never change. I will die a Viking fan.
Yes, and but that's I also what makes
know
us great.
I know, but I know the risks involved in being a Viking fan. I'm just telling you.
Well, don't get too emotional, but that game last week, that was a good game.
I know, it was a good game.
It was a great game. It was fun to watch,
and they're 3-0.
Yes.
Hey, enough said.
I know. It's going to be great, and you know what? I have high hopes for this weekend, even though it's... Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's Vikings Packers weekend. It's fine. It's fine. It's going to be
say
great.
Nothing.
We're going to do whatever. And then they play in London the week after. So then it's that morning game. So make sure you are prepping your schedule to understand that they play, I think, at 8:30 our time.
Yeah.
So make sure that you're planning ahead. We had that conversation. We planned this morning how we're going to plan out the week to base the fact that we can still watch that game then.
So there's no excuse for not watching the game.
Exactly, because now you know they play at 8:30. What's the date for that? I don't even know.
I don't even know. I'd have to go back
or something.
And check. Yeah.
But regardless, plan ahead. Plan ahead. It's not a 3 o'clock game. That's, I think, 8:30 in the morning. So
talking no excuses and football with Brianna Koval today.
We got off topic.
We really do take the off ramps, don't we?
We do.
You're going to be back next Friday?
Yes.
Tell me yes. Okay, good.
Yeah,
we can talk. We can talk fire prevention.
We will.
Because that enters into a whole new month of that. Thank you for showing up today.
Yes, absolutely.
Appreciate it.
Brianna Koval. It's a great Friday.
Wilkin County Emergency Services, and we talk with Brianna every Friday here at the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450, KBMW, good morning.
i3G Media's Fall Comedy Tour is back, and we're bringing the fun to four locations. Valley City, Wahpeton, Jamestown, and Oaks, North Dakota. Join us October 9th through 12th for a night of nonstop laughter. Doors open at 6, show starts at 7. Tickets are just $20, but are limited. So don't wait. Visit KBMWnews.com and click on the Comedy Tour tab right now for more details and to purchase your tickets. Opening the night is magician-comedian Nathan Tricky Allen.
But I feel more at home here than I do in Iowa, because in Iowa, I'm considered an alcoholic who should consider rehab. Not Wisconsin. I'm a lightweight in Wisconsin.
Followed by